Hi, this is Dave.
Hi, Dave. This is Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, Nicole. How are you?
Pretty good. Do you have a minute?
I do. Go. No.
Great. I wanted to see if Billy was also there.
He is. He's sitting right across my desk.
Perfect. And can he hear me?
Say hi, Billy.
Yes.
Hi, Billy. How are you?
Good.
Good. So I work with Ruben here. I'm one of the supervisors in the credit department. And I understand we have an approval here with documents in on a piece of equipment you're looking to finance. And I just wanted to go through all the information and just make sure you kind of understand the process and all the details that are related to this loan so we're all on the same page. Would that be okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. So give me one sec here. Okay. So I understand you're getting this piece of equipment, and it looks like it was actually tax exempt, but you're having issues with the vendor maybe, so you just decided to include the tax in the transaction?
Right.
Okay. And is that what you still would like to do at this point?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And are you still trying to get a hold of the vendor right now?
No. I'm ready to get this done.
You're good to go. Okay. Perfect. So we originally had this loan set up as an ESA, which is an equipment finance agreement, which means you own the equipment from the beginning. Now, I understand that you were possibly looking to switch it to a dollar buyout. We can do that as well. Go ahead.
I'm fine with the way it is.
Okay. Really, the only thing that changes is the bill to and ship to on the invoice. In terms of write-offs and all that, it's pretty much the same. It's going to be depreciated all the same.
Okay.
Perfect. So we'll leave it how it is?
Right.
Okay. Fantastic. Okay, and then in terms of the payback on the loan, did Ruben go over? What's that?
We're not paying it, but no, I'm teasing. Go ahead.
In terms of the payback on the loan, did he go over how that's all calculated? Because we don't use an APR here. We use a rate factor. So I just kind of wanted to go through that really quick. Your payments are $1,282 a month, and you're choosing a 60-month term. So the total, the loan principal and interest, is about $76,956. And so the way we calculate that is we would calculate, we would subtract the equipment cost from that amount, which gives us the total interest, which is $18,446. And then we would divide that by 5 years, which gives us about $3,689 per year in interest, and that's what you'd be writing off. And so when we calculate that, we get about a 6.3% simple interest rate, and that's kind of how the equipment finance transactions are calculated.
Right.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And you'll find that other people will, they will configure it in different ways. But that's kind of what is used in this industry to calculate equipment finance transactions. So I just wanted to make sure that you understood how that works, because you'll never see an APR on the loan documents.
Right.
Yeah. But really, I just wanted to make sure that you understand everything. I wanted to see if you wanted to keep it how you know it is right now. Which I think you said you would like to keep it as an EFA. And then, are you ready to move forward now?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll let Ruben know that you're ready to move forward, and we're not going to change anything on the documents or the invoice.
Okay.
And then I'll have him reach back out to you. Did you have any other questions?
One thing I can think of is if we are tax exempt and we pay the taxes, how does?
But it's not to them; it's to the supplier.
So the supplier in taxes?
Yeah, they pay the state.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
As long as it's going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead. Yes, everything is fine.
Okay. Perfect. Well, it was great speaking with you, and I will have Ruben reach back out. And if you have any other questions, please feel free to contact either one of us.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. Right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yep.